I just when I got here, I had a chance to sit on a few of the different groups meeting. There's a group up here that was meeting, and I kind of caught the tail end of it, but they were talking about the definition of terrorism and how the government here was planning on redefining that to include activists and whatnot. Sat in on a group up there that was talking about Cuba, and then I sat in on a meditation over there, a peace meditation. And while I was sitting there in the meditation in this dark room and my legs pretzeled up, I was experiencing a lot of pain in my legs. And a lot of emotion in my butt. And the more I sat there, the tension in my legs and in my butt started to ease, and I was left with the tension that is in my heart and the emotion that's in my heart. And many things started to come up about the pain in some of my relationships, the pain of things from past, some of my worries about the future. And as the teacher kept guiding us to stay in the moment and be there in the moment, I had to keep trying to come back to that. And as each moment passed, bits of pain would come up, and then it would subside, and more pain would come up when it would subside. And I found myself almost rocking, not physically, but rocking in an emotional way. And the reason I bring this up is that activism is not an easy thing to do. And those of us who have engaged in direct action, we go out in the streets sometimes, we think like, man, we're going to change the world. Tomorrow, the corporations are all going to collapse. And the militaries are all going to put down their guns. And we're going to melt them all down, and we're going to make a community center out of them. And you know what? The next day we wake up, we read the newspaper, it's the same old bullshit. There were 12 freaky radicals with purple hair and nose rings out on the street blocking traffic again today. And if we look at things by the measurements of the time of man, we would be convinced that nothing would change. Like there's a story of a butterfly sitting on a branch, and this bird comes up. And the butterfly grows from a cocoon, and then when he hatches his wings, he lives for 5 days, and that's his entire life. And this bird comes up to him and says, man, you've been on this tree for a while. Is this tree alive? The butterfly says, man, I've been sitting here on this tree my whole life. All 5 days. I ain't seen this tree move once. This tree must be dead. And then there's a mountain. And there's a man on top of this mountain. He's been living up there for 80 years in a little shack up on the mountain. Got his cable TV, you know, he gets beer sent up every now and then. Another man comes up and says, you've been up here your entire life. Is this mountain alive? He said, man, I've been up for 80 years. I saw the Brady Bunch. I seen the Simpsons. But I ain't seen this mountain move once. This mountain has got to be dead. And if we look at things in the times of man, we would think that the tree was dead. But how we go away for 10 years, when we come back, we see that tree has grown. And if you lived as long as Toy, my guitar player, you'd see that that mountain had grown. And so to be an activist takes patience. It takes thoughtfulness. It takes inner searching and being with our pain. And it also takes playfulness. And I talked to somebody upstairs, and they were like, I really love your show, but you didn't do enough political songs. I was like, well, I didn't feel that political all the time. I don't feel that way all the time. Sometimes I want to be playful. I think as activists, it's important to be playful.